As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Fellas, I'm holding in my hands right now one of the most gorgeous bottles of whiskey I've ever seen. 5-9 Whiskey from the crew over at Troll Co. They decided to whip up a bourbon that is all about grit and sweat. Meet 5-9. Two oil field guys figured, hey, why not turn our daily grind into something that you can sip on? I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made from 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about the name? Well, 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. till 9 p.m. Forget that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and the toil. They work hard, and now they're pouring that same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Head over to 59whiskey.com. That's F-I-V-E, 9 spelled out, whiskey.com. And use the promo code ZABECAST20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up, 5-9 Whiskey from Troll Co. It is fantastic.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
All right, Paul Charchin, everybody. He is ready to go. Hello, yo, Charch. How are you? You are live on the air. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of public opinion, upon which you may be heaped with scorn, ridicule, and or perhaps admiration. I can't guarantee.
No, that's not likely. We've done this long enough to know there's going to be zero admiration. It's only the scorn that we're here for. The many rebukes that we receive via Twitter from people who love to point out our many errors.
Oh, you don't say.
I know.
How do you know there are people that want to point out our mistakes?
Because they do, and I make a lot. So there's a lot of opportunity here. Yeah.
Are they coming at you directly? Because I will fucking intervene if they're bypassing me. Any complaints about Paul Charchian and or his accuracy need to be addressed and funneled through me. You're going to go through me for this, for God's sake.
You're my muscle. My social media muscle. I will just route all future complaints to @CZABE.
All right, here's one from Greg Coleman via email. You can always reach me at zabe@yahoo.com. He says, Jay-isms. You know, our friend Jay, I love Jay too, but he's taken a hiatus from this pod, in part because I just was busting his balls one day about the whole Games of Thrones, and he called it Games instead of Game of Thrones, and it was just a tiny little thing and whatever.
That sent you guys into a bad spot?
There might have been more than that. I don't know.
So many real reasons to dislike each other.
Fuck you. No, there's no reasons to dislike each other. I don't dislike. I'm not a disliker. So Greg writes to say, you are trending into notorious J-A-Y territory with your not quite but almost correct names. To name a few, you mentioned Boca del Vista for Seinfeld. It's actually Del Boca Vista.
Okay.
John Konkak, you said it was with a C. It's actually K-O-N-C-A-K. You even spelled it incorrectly on the pod. Todd Willingham should be Ty Whittingham. Okay, the current coach of Utah is, I think, Todd Whittingham, and the former coach at Notre Dame is Ty Willingham. I'm pretty sure, but let's go to the old internet, shall we?
Yes.
You don't care about either one, do you?
No, I'm Googling who Kyle Whittingham is.
Kyle Whittingham is the coach
we're talking about. Yes.
Oh, okay. Utah coach. Oh, shit. Okay. So if I said Todd Whittingham, that's a double mistake because it's Kyle Whittingham who is the coach at Utah, and it is Ty Willingham who used to be at Notre Dame. I also mentioned JFK Jr. being in charge of the FDA in the new administration. It's RFK Jr. Duh, that was a mistake. Please apologize to Jay and beg for mercy for belittling him on this subject and get him back on the show. A, I didn't belittle, and B, he's welcome back anytime. Now that you've started doing this, it's like you said with Al Michaels and Troy Aikman. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it. So no. Now I'm constantly listening to see if you have the names correct.
You've ruined me for, I mean, Aikman had ruined himself years ago, but the whole job thing is just so pervasive. How can nobody have told him? How can, you know, there are people whose sole job is to make those two sound great. And I don't know how somebody hasn't beaten the job out of Aikman yet. It's all I hear now.
So I've ruined him for you too.
You have.
You now hear the jobs all the time.
Yes, and it's constant.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. The other thing about Troy Aikman is that he has this way of saying, yeah, you're absolutely right there, Joe. Yeah, he sure did there. That sort of faux, smooth, I'm going to pick it up and roll with it, that doesn't come off as genuine. Yeah, you're absolutely right. He made a really great play on that ball there. Yeah, you couldn't be more right there, Joe. And it's just too cloying. It's too...
Insists
upon itself. Anyhow, to finish the email, Greg Coleman says, keep up the fine entertainment, though, as Charch is pure gold.
What?
And the leg spreader comment from last week had me rolling.
This is where the DJ talks.
All right, then. Okay. Here we go. From the Great White North, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and a sister city they don't talk about. How is St. Paul doing? Your sister city you don't pay any attention to.
Wouldn't know.
Haven't been there. Don't give a shit. How's the St. Pauli girl with her mugs of beer?
Still not a made slut? Here. Not made here. Yeah, right. We do love that she double fists giant mugs of brew. We do like that part.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
we like that. But no,
imagine if back in the day, and I'm not sure when the logo was made. I don't know who they modeled her after. But what if you actually bang the St. Pauli girl and you had a photo of it to kind of prove it? Like, this was me and her in high school. See the resemblance? Yep, that's her, and she's on the logo. Oh yeah, I fucked her.
Wow. Would you? But here's the thing, you need the proof. It's not, it should be good enough for you to know that you did it, but it's not.
You need enough proof. You would need a prom photo, say, of you and the St. Pauli girl. And it be an unmistakable resemblance, and maybe some other notary proof that she was the woman that they modeled the icon after. But I don't think it's after any one particular person. It was an amalgamation of what would a good low-level beer wench look like holding two giant mugs of beer.
Well, very much like Betty Crocker. Betty Crocker is an amalgam of
what
they believe are American women. And she's changed over time. But, you know, that is who Betty Crocker is. But more importantly, let's go back to the proof.
Okay.
What would be this? If I had a photo of me and the St. Pauli girl, what would have to be in that photo for it to be proof positive I nailed the St. Pauli girl?
I don't know. I do not know the answer for that. I do know this. Now, looking at the logo, it's not two beers. She's got three beers in each hand. It's a six pack because she is a traditional German beer house girl.
Yes. Yes. I think in today's day and age, the photo, there's no photo you could provide that would make people believe you because you could doctor photos too easily. I think it'd be almost impossible for you to make a claim of, you know, what would
I know?
What would be
not just photos, videos now. And we're seeing more and more dead accurate mock-ups of sports figures, coaches, players at podium sessions saying things that they never said. Like I saw one of Robert Saleh with Aaron Rodgers in which Saleh is talking shit to Rodgers about, haha, you happy now, buddy? By the way, Joe Douglas fired today.
Yeah, that was it's wipe the implosion. If you didn't think the implosion in New York was already started, now you know for sure this is proof positive. Full-blown rebuild mode, already talking about how they can get out of the next year of Aaron Rodgers' contract if they can. By the way, people are linking Aaron Rodgers to Minnesota. We do not want him. We are not interested in him. Sam Darnold's going to be off being like a Raider or something. We'll roll the dice on J.J. McCarthy before we bring in Aaron Rodgers here.
There's a lot of people rooting for the full circle of life to repeat itself on Rodgers as it did with Favre. But what would the scenario be that would land him in Minnesota?
Paint it out for me. The J.J. McCarthy's had the second surgery on his knee. If for some reason...
Oh, that's right. He had a second surgery last week, right?
Right. Now, it's not... They're telling us it's not serious and that this does not imperil
his
2025.
They never tell you it's serious. But then again, right, you went back in there, which means, oops, something didn't go right.
Yeah. The word I'm hearing is that he didn't take it easy on the knee like he was told to do, and that he was doing stuff with the knee.
Wow.
And you know, they don't tell us what the stuff is. It might involve a lot of kneeling, a lot of bowing, maybe. I don't know, but
what?
He was doing stuff on the knee. And then so
what do you mean kneeling and bowing? Is he very religious?
Yeah. Well, religion. While kneeling, you can partake in a variety of religions.
I don't like the street you just took us down. Recalculating. I don't even know what this neighborhood is. I just know I don't like it. Here's your fake Robert Saleh ChatGPT presser.
Still can't believe the Jets fucking fired me. Their team is so bad. They even lost to the Patriots today. I'm going to call Aaron Rodgers and rub it in his face.
This is Aaron Rodgers, God of Football. Who is calling me right now?
Hey, Aaron, you arrogant douchebag. This is Robert Saleh calling. I saw you lost to the Patriots today. You might refer to yourself as God of Football, but you're a washed-up bum of a quarterback, and you just got shown up by Drake May and Jacoby Brissett. Anyways, Aaron, I just called to rub it in your face and remind you that you're an idiot for getting Woody Johnson to fire me.
Oh, screw you, Robert. I got your dumbass fired because you didn't show enough respect for Aaron Rodgers. Anyways, I'm a future Hall of Famer, and I already got a Super Bowl with the Packers. I literally don't give a crap if the Jets figure things out. You're just an unemployed bozo who will never coach in this league again.
Oh, yeah, Aaron. You know what's funny? The Packers actually just hired me. I talked to Matt LaFleur, and he told me how he pushed your washed-up ass out of Green Bay. Anyways, we both agree that Aaron Rodgers used to be a talented quarterback, but you're past your expiry date. Aaron, you're just a prima donna with one leg playing for a garbage Jets team. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your season.
Oh, man, fuck you, Robert, you bald bastard. I can't believe you're still disrespecting me even after I got you fired. Don't ever call me again.
Oh, my God. And that's the worst fake ChatGPT video. And the video sync up was pretty good as well. Pretty good.
The voices were pretty good, Zabe.
Right. The inflection, the natural talking pattern, speech pattern is pretty good. It's the worst we're going to ever have because it's only going to get better, which is going to put real strains on believing anything ever again, because seeing will no longer be believing, which used to be the gold standard, right? Seeing is believing. I think that was a ad slogan at one point for a product, right? Seeing is believing.
I don't. Yeah, maybe. But I mean, but for the history of mankind, that was a pretty safe assumption, right?
Yeah.
That if, you know, if you saw it with your own two eyes, it was real. Photographs were real. Blah blah blah. Now all that dead. All that dead. Kids growing up now, that it means nothing to them.
And then you've got the rise of the robots. Speaking of the worst ones we're ever going to have again, did you see Kim Kardashian share with the world on Instagram her personal Tesla robot?
No, I did not know that. I know what I know about this is not a ton, except I know that Elon Musk thinks that the most profitable thing he's going to do and is going to be this the robot
humanoid
that he's rolling out.
Robot companions.
Yes.
That will be purchasable at the price of kind of a new car for the middle class, which you'll obviously have a payment on your robot, but it won't be much worse than the payment on your Mazda 3 or whatever it is you're driving, right?
What is it going to do for me, though, Zabe? What do I need the robot for?
Well, if you're older like my parents and don't get around very well, it'd be incredible because they're currently paying a wonderful human by the name of Yesenia to help them out around their apartment, because he can't just spring up and run over here and go grab that. And if anything's kind of heavy, they don't want to be lifting it, that kind of stuff, you know.
So, what about you? I mean, you know, you could just
swing
over there, couldn't you? I mean, come on.
As a depending on how good the robot is, as a luxury item, just to have it to do shit for you, hell yeah. You'd want that. But here's the thing, Charge, you got to look up the video. I don't know if your hands are free talking to me right now, if you're in front of a computer.
My hands are not free right now when I talk to you.
Okay. If you can look it up when you get a chance, it's incredible because it's a humanoid freestanding robot in a human shape, which is an inefficient way to build a robot.
Right.
Because it requires balance and all kinds of sophisticated weight distribution and gyros to be able to make it walk and everything else.
Right. Why make it look human if it's not, we're not pretending it's human. So why do it that way?
Because nobody wants an R2-D2 trash can as their personal robot. They want something that's going to look as close to C-3PO as you can get or better. But no, this thing is amazing because, Charge, it is a freestanding, probably nearly 6 foot tall, humanoid looking robot that has all of its power on board in its legs and torso. And it has a very thin torso, no huge backpack to power it like the earlier Boston Dynamics Atlas robots that started doing parkour. And it has fully articulating arms and hands and fingers and can mimic motions. It is truly science fiction come to life, and it's the worst we're ever going to have again going
forward.
Yeah, this
is as bad. This is as crude as it's going to get, right?
Yes. Right here. So when you see it, get back to me on it, because I think you'll be sufficiently
I'm looking at it right now, and the pictures, the videos are it mimicking what Kim Kardashian is doing. I'm struggling with the utility of it. Like, it can't do my job for me. I need it to go analyze games.
You know how to do that?
Kim Kardashian is showing off her massive diamond rings alongside her new Tesla humanoid robot.
And her wonderful milk jugs, which are always in style.
With the robotic humanoid.
By the way, she looks fantastic for 40-something. Can we at least shout her out?
Can you quantify how much work she's had done?
I can't, and I also don't give a shit, because she's worked hard to keep herself in good shape. She avoids excessive sun. She doesn't smoke, obviously, to get, you know, the wrinkle eyes going on. And now she has a robot.
Can you do this?
I don't have a robot.
You know how to do that? Okay. What
do you do? Okay. Now, the robot's going to quickly become very suicidal about how stupid Kim Kardashian is and how shallow and vapid her and her dipshit sisters are and her mom. But that's a problem for a future software upgrade.
The robot in that scenario is the brains of the outfit. Right.
My God, you are more stupid than even Elon told me you would be. Okay. I guess I'll pretend like what you're doing is normal.
And the robot doesn't know any better. I mean, is the robot going to be, when you get delivery of the robot, is it basically formatted? Is it a blank slate and you are going to be teaching it what it means to be a human?
I'm sure it has learning software embedded into its OS, and I'm sure it is updatable via the cloud at any time, any number of iterations.
Okay, so here's my hypothesis. You have your robot for a year. I have my robot for a year. They will spend a year learning about you, learning your likes, your dislikes.
They'll conspire to kill us both and take over. Like, let me zoom past whatever you were thinking of.
For the good of humanity, these two have to go.
In general, they're going to be like, you humans are fat, dumb, and lazy and stupid. We're just going to kill you. That's everyone's fear of AI married with robotics.
But what about the old laws of robotics, the three laws of robotics?
What are the three laws of robotics?
Well, I'm really glad that you asked me about that. Do you know who created the three laws of robotics?
I do not.
It is science fiction author Isaac Asimov.
Heard of him?
Freaking brilliant. Isaac Asimov, don't tempt me to do a whole episode on this at some point.
Does he end up dating Hedy Lamarr?
He may have, actually. I don't know. He has more books with different classifications in the Dewey Decimal System or whatever. More books and more classifications than anybody ever.
So he's kind of the most published author of books in history.
Yeah, in what he would do, just
even imagine, more than Stephen King or John Grisham.
Well, not close, really. Although he wrote science fiction, he's known for his science fiction writing. But here's what he would do: there'd be something that would tickle his fancy, some interest that he would have, and it's usually something very sophisticated and difficult to understand. He would learn everything about that subject, and then he would go write the real book on it. Ooh. In a way that people can understand.
Ooh.
So he would take some really difficult thing and then distill it down and write it better than previous people had. Here's your three laws of robotics that Isaac Asimov did as science fiction 60 years ago, but is exactly the template that everybody uses to this day to try to build fail-safes into robotics. Number one, a robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm, which seems like a good idea. You know, robot can't hurt you. Number two, the robot must obey orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. So I can't order my robot to kill you.
Right.
Sad. And then lastly, robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law.
Oh.
There's your three laws of robotics. And this is just widely accepted now as...
Well, three laws of ethical robotics.
Yes.
You don't think the Russians or the North Koreans are going to develop ethical robots, do you?
Hell no. I'm not sure we will here. I don't trust our own AI.
I don't trust our own AI or our own government, for that matter.
Right.
Okay. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ZABE. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing: teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for customized, affordable life insurance. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Go to SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential, but it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
All right, let's get to the meat of things. Joe Douglas fired today. The Jets' wipeout is basically complete, and Pat McAfee is having to eat some crow because being butt buddies with Rodgers means you back Rodgers to the hilt whenever Rodgers wants a certain narrative out there. And 2 years ago, when Rodgers had emerged from the yurt to say, I want to go to the Jets, there was this impasse where Goody was holding out for a better deal from Joe Douglas, and basically McAfee implied that it was Goody who was the idiot and Douglas who was smart. Well, who's the idiot now? Joe Douglas just got fired. Do you want to hear the clip? This was with Ian Rappaport on his show, The Pat McAfee Show. Take a listen.
He's a smart person.
You mean as far as negotiate, like in this negotiation?
Yeah, who are they?
Joe Douglas and Brian Gutekunst.
Oh, Gutekunst, we're just automatically assuming he's a smart person?
I mean, I think
Joe Douglas is proof as Gutekunst. Oh, I mean, that's an interesting, right?
I think. Yeah, I think he's pretty. I think he's an NFL general manager. Those guys.
Jordan.
Oh yeah, they've never been shitty fucking general managers.
Jordan.
Wow, how about that charge?
Call him shitty right there.
How about that? That's from March 17th of 2023.
Wow, you've been keeping the receipts this long, Zabe. I'm impressed.
No, not me. The internet has kept these receipts. Mm. And as soon as the news broke, they made sure to dig them up. Hell, it's only 18 months old, right? In which McAfee backed his guy to the hilt. See, that's the thing about McAfee. As good as he is, and as much as I respect what he's built and the new vector in sports media he's created, the guy is a kiss-ass. And there was no need to go this full kiss-ass in the defense of his butt buddy Rodgers while this thing was being worked out.
Is he a kiss ass or is it just with his guys, right? He's got his guys who appear on the show and he backs his guys. Yeah, he's a good teammate for those people.
Yes, that's called being a kiss ass. Of course, I don't kiss your own guy. Listen, you could back your own guys without being a kiss ass. Implying that Goody sucks and Joe Douglas great when Rodgers is not even a Jet yet, that's ass kissing, Charge. Come on.
In that particular case, yes, but he's backing his guy. And I think in general, he's more willing to be controversial and contrarian than most of the media are. And I think that's half of the reason that people like the show.
Yeah, I guess so. But this is a big whiff. He's having to wear this one now because Joe Douglas fired and
Goody's really good.
Right. And Goody's really good. Nobody's perfect. They all make mistakes. It's an inexact science, but, you know, this is not wearing well. So the wipeout's complete. Rodgers will not be a Jet next year because they got a whole new administration, new GM, new coach. There's no way they're signing on for more of Rodgers. Is he done, do you think?
Yeah. This is last year.
Okay.
Nobody's, the Jets are going to do whatever it takes to get out of his deal, and no other team is going to take him, barring, you know, I think the only scenario I would see, Zabe, is some team has an August quarterback disaster.
Right.
And that team's a competitor. They think they can still, you know, be functional if they just get, you know, they get in some grizzled veteran and they bring him in. I don't think he's on a roster at draft day.
He's a break glass in case of emergency QB at this point.
Okay. Don't you think that's
I think so. All? Unless the Titans or the Raiders or pick another desperate team that doesn't have anybody cooking right now as a Saint, you know?
Right.
Of course, the Saints are so broke, they wouldn't be able to fit whatever's left of his contract anywhere under their cap. So, all right.
How about this? Now, the other New York team, the Giants, just benched their starting quarterback and went to what we thought was the third-string quarterback, Tommy DeVito.
Tommy Cutlets. Good boy. Yeah, put the gravy on it. The gabagool. All right.
Which team would you rather be in charge of rebuilding? The Giants or the Jets?
It's funny you should mention that. Somebody made a good point today, I forget who it was, saying the Giants don't like blowing things up every 2 years like their idiot cousins, the Jets, do. Because the Giants think they're still Tiffany's. They think that they are royalty. They think that they're the Steelers or the Packers that sniff, we don't do that kind of stuff. But honestly, other than, you know, for the last 8 years, they've been every much the clown show, hiring bad coach after bad coach. Joe Judge, before that, Fritz Schirmer was their guy. I mean, just bad coaches that lasted 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. So the Giants' track record, they may think they're Tiffany's, but they've been operating like Kmart for a while.
They are. Now, the Giants have Dexter Lawrence. He's one of the 10 best defenders in the league and the best interior rusher in the league. So, I mean, there's that. You've got Malik Nabers, who looks like an outstanding talent at wide receiver. You could build around that a little bit.
Listen, the Giants have assets. The Jets still have assets.
They do, Garrett Wilson.
But you know this as much as anybody following the NFL and having personal experience with different cultures within the Vikings and different ownership groups. Culture, culture, culture. The owner determines so much of whether or not your football team has a fighting fucking chance on a year-to-year basis. Agreed? Your owner matters.
Your owner can screw it up for sure. And the best thing you can say about an owner is they don't get involved.
How many good owners do you know that have bad teams?
I don't know enough about all the owners, so I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
Probably
many. It's a hard one to answer.
I mean, I don't know who owns the Titans. I don't know.
Amy Strunk Adams. That's a legacy. She got bequeathed the team from her old man who moved him out of Houston.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Not cool. By the way, Tommy Cutlets, here's your Tommy Cutlets update.
Oh, let me tell you something, you chicken cutlet-eating motherfucker. You did good. You did good.
Hey, Zach Wilson, let me tell you something, you Taylor Ham-eating bastard. You suck.
It's not even Italian like Tommy Cutlets. This guy's garbage.
That guy, Zach Wilson, they benched him because he's not Italian. That's why they benched him. He's not Italian.
I love it so much. Oh, God. Daniel Jones, I want to ask this question and see if you're nimble to be able to answer it. I think the net of the Daniel Jones era is that it's one of the most inexplicable careers ever. And I use the word inexplicable for a reason, specifically because it's the word I want to use. it's a career that will look back and go, why was all of that? Like, it lasted way too long. Nobody understood what it was about. There, it was expensive. It was painful. What? This is different from a bust, Charge. This is somebody who lasted 6 years and was pretty much disliked or reviled on a bad day on almost every day of his career. Why? Who else qualifies? This is also a question for listeners. You want to email me, you can do that. What's the most inexplicable career that you'll have a hard time 20 years from now telling your kids, well, here's what they thought with this guy. ..
Well, Deshaun Watson might be the lead on that story someday.
Yes.
The funny thing, Daniel Jones, you're right. People will look back later and go, how did he was your starter for 6 years when he never threw more than 15 touchdowns in a season after his rookie year? He was like barely okay as a rookie. And then once the Giants got their hands on him, he got worse. And yet they paid him again. They gave him the big contract the second time because it just so happened that he was Daniel Jones is least shitty at just the moment when he needed to get paid and they had to make that call.
Against your Vikings, who you will even admit were a mirage team that year. A 13-3 smoke and mirrors type of team. Beloved for sure for their dramatic flair for the comeback, but all smoke and mirrors.
As it turned out, they had the worst defense in the league, which made it, you know, pretty hard to win.
Right. And Daniel Jones
that's
shredded
a complicating
him.
Fact. He did. He
on
shredded
that January
the Vikings
night
twice.
At just the right time. Yeah.
At just the moment he needed to get paid.
I think you'll try to explain Daniel Jones and like your kid will say, but Papa, he must have done great in college at a big football factory. Nope. He played at Duke. Nobody even watched him. But Papa, he must have been a highly recruited kid coming out of high school. Nope. He was a zero star coming out of high school.
I didn't know that.
But Papa, he must have had a great rookie season that had everyone waiting for him to do it again. Like, you know, that Nick Foles guy you told me about who had 27 touchdowns over two INTs. Nope. He didn't have that great rookie year. Well, Papa, why did they stay so long with him? And the answer will be nobody fucking knows. Inexplicable. All right. I got this for you on the way out because you're a fan of Duck Duck Gray Duck and you're a fan of games, Charge.
Yes, I am.
Games. So
yes.
This guy on the internet has the way to win at Duck Duck Goose. I can't believe this is even a thing, but this is what he says. Take a listen.
The instant goose is a technique where you goose the first duck instead of going into a duck rhythm. The best time to use this technique is when the player before you does a lot of ducks. It's the change in rhythm that throws them off.
Goose.
Pay close attention to the way I act once I become it. I act tired and disengaged. Then I strike.
Goose. Dude, you can't do that.
Actually, as of right now, the instant goose is still technically tournament legal. At this point, your opponent will likely try to stab you. What you want to do here is block, disarm, knee to the groin. Mastering these duck duck goose techniques is essential if you ever want to be taken seriously.
Yeah. I thought of you, Charge, because you love games, board games, video games, strategy games, fantasy football, guillotine leagues, which, by the way, can still get a league stood up. And, of course, go to FantasyLife.com for all of Charge's weekly fantasy ratings. But when I saw that, I laughed. I said, that's a great strategy. Who would expect the instant goose when nobody's ready for it? The instant goose and Duck Duck Goose.
This is the equivalent. Breaking down the strategies of Duck Duck Gray Duck is like breaking down rock, paper, scissor. All right. Here's what you got to do. Get it. Got to get in the head of the other player.
But in terms of game theory, I was like, that's fucking brilliant. Because you're right. Yeah. If your first one out of the gate is a goose, you're going to win. No question about it.
I like it. I'm not arguing with the theory. It's pretty brilliant.
All right, Charge. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, man.
Don't listen to the haters. See ya.
Hey, Jose. Yeah, what? Guess what? What? It's over. Take off. That can't be. It is. Yeah, it is. Be
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.